Hey, this is Rabble Rousing Rich Bergeron. We're on the phone with Walter Wright and his trainer, Freddie. How's it going, guys?
It's going well. It's going great. It's going great.
All right. And you got a big fight coming up here in Guilford, New Hampshire. What do you know about your opponent here?
I know he's a champion. I know he's undefeated. And, I know he's a fighter. That's all I pretty much need to know about him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just worry about what I got to do.
Right. All right. Awesome. Now, have you ever been up here in the New England area before? You ever fought up here?
I've fought in Rhode Island before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit further than you guys, I think, but I have not fought there. I have never fought there, no.
Cool. Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy it out here. It's pretty scenic in the summer. Nice area.
Oh, awesome. What's the weather like?
Hot. It's pretty hot. You'd think you're in California.
It's really hot. Nice. It's hot everywhere then.
Yeah pretty much.
The heat. Yeah, we're going to bring some heat.
Nice. Now, how's your training camp been? Everything going smoothly?
It was an awesome camp, man. It was. I would probably say the best camp I pretty much had in my career so far. No injuries. We're ready.
Awesome.
Ready.
Now, looking back at your record here, I'm seeing some pretty big names. You fought some tough guys. Who was the toughest ever you'd say you fought?
I wouldn't say I fought anyone that was really tough ever. My hardest fight was maybe Peter, because I only trained 2 weeks for that fight. And I had a big layoff, so that was probably the most difficult fight, but I still went 10 with him.
Right.
So as far as in like tough guys though, you know, I've been in training camps that's been harder than, you know, guys that I fought.
Awesome. Well, I guess that's good. Your toughest work's supposed to be in training anyway, right?
that's when you get all the work done. Yeah. The easy stuff is the fight.
Yeah. Now, do you have a favorite punch or any type of combination that you like to throw a lot?
Well, my name is Two Guns because I throw both hands, so.
All right.
I don't have a favorite. I like them all.
There you go. Good answer.
Whatever my opponent presents, that's my favorite punch.
Right. Do you have any role models or anybody that helped you out growing up, got you involved in the sport or kept you involved?
There was a couple guys that I looked up to. I don't know if you're familiar with the 2000 Olympic team. But he was on there. David Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Couple local guys, you know, Kenny Ellis, Emmett Linton. I really focused on, you know, my local guys, but you know, of course I admire a lot of the champions, you know, that's been before me and that are still here.
Right.
I try to take a piece out of everybody. I try to take if I like that style of fighter, I'll take something from them, and I just like to incorporate it into my skill set.
Right. Now, as far as boxers of the past, do you have an all-time favorite? And do you have anybody that you have to watch nowadays anytime they fight?
I'm not worried about anyone nowadays. But as far as in my all-time favorites is Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Robinson.
Oh, there you go. I trained briefly at the Petronelli gym before Goody died. Marvin's old trainer there. Got to meet him.
Oh, nice.
Incredible guy. I heard stories about Marvin running the beaches out here on Massachusetts with combat boots on in the sand.
Wow. Yep.
So got him in good shape.
That's that old school working out right there.
Yeah. Hagler was no joke.
No technology. They just got to get it in.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, is there anybody, I know you don't like to probably look past people, but is there anybody out there in your division that you really want to fight if you had the chance? Anybody that you could pick?
Mark,
there you go. So you're not looking
Mark
past them.
I really want to fight right now, so yeah. I take it one fight at a time. So to answer to that question is Mark.
All right.
That's where I really want to fight right now.
Now, do you have an ultimate goal in the sport of boxing?
Well, this is the beginning of one of my main goals is becoming a champion. And, after that, you make bigger goals, which is, beat other champions. So, but as of right now, my goal in the sport is to become a champion.
And what would you say you love most about boxing itself?
What do I love most about the combat? The gladiatorism of it. Two guys going in there and fighting, the best man wins. That's what drawn me to boxing and why I love it so much.
Right.
And it's science, there's a lot of science to it. And so, people know it's so much more to the sport than just two guys in there throwing punches at each other, as far as on a high level of competing. So it's the science of boxing is what I love.
Right. Yeah. Really. It's kind of crazy because you take too many punches in the head, your brain goes, but you're in the ring, right. And trying to think all the time, but if you get hit too much, you can't think. It's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's nuts.
That's the sweet thing about the game. That's the sweet thing.
But I think the defense, if a guy has really good defense, it gives him so much confidence in boxing. And, it's just, that's half of it, is just learning how not to get hit so that it's not so scary and daunting to get in there every time.
Right. So the key is to hit and don't get hit.
Yeah. Now, have you fought for these guys before, these Murphys?
That is my base. That is my baseline of competing. I like to hit and don't.
Right. Have you fought for these guys before, the Murphys boxing guys?
No. This is my first time.
Have you followed them at all, watched any of their shows?
Just a little. I've seen a couple little shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a couple of shows. Just some of the Mark fights. I haven't followed anyone else.
Yeah, this one, I think it's going to be a little different. I think they're going to have like a big concert too, and then they're going to do the fights. And I know that they've had MMA fights at the same venue before where I've been, but I haven't seen boxing there, so it's going to be interesting. It's usually a concert.
Yeah, the concert is going to be first?
I think so, yeah. I think they're doing a little couple sets of songs, because the people that are promoting the fight are the Dropkick Murphys, the band.
So they started
a boxing company, and I think they're doing a performance. They might have one other group with them doing a couple songs, and then the fights. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's like
That sounds cool to me.
And it'll be pretty much outdoors, except for a pavilion. It's like a permanent tent. It's a structure, so it's crazy. The last time they had fights out there, there was actually a giant mosquito the last time I went to fights there that landed on the guy's leg in the cage, and he had to slap it, and there's blood all over his leg. Oh, it's crazy.
Wow.
So bring the bug spray.
Thank you for the advice. We will.
Right.
That's good though, because it's an interesting show.
Yeah.
As far as in having a concert like that, I've never been in anything like this.
It's a great place.
I know that band is big in Boston and over there. So, they're gonna bring the people there so they can witness this.
Yeah, this is a big tourist season up here, too, so there'll probably be plenty of people from all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah, should be a good shot.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
So do you have, I know you don't probably like to predict, but do you have any predictions for this fight or any kind of strategy you're thinking about?
My predictions could be there is going to be a new champion.
All right. That's a good prediction.
I don't predict knockouts. I don't predict what round, you know, things of that nature. I just, I need that W.
And one thing I like to ask everybody I interview, what's the most important thing you do to prepare for a fight?
What's the most important?
Most important.
I don't think there's one thing that's most important. It's a collection of things as far as in how your camp is run, your diet, and just your team in general.
All right.
You know, I think you need all those qualities to have a successful camp.
Mm-hmm. True.
Those are the most important things to me.
You got all the right answers tonight. I think you got a cheat sheet.
It can't be just one, man. It has to be a collective of an
awesome
camp. I must be a natural. I'm a champion.
Right? You're thinking, that's for sure. All right. Is there any final thoughts? Anybody you want to give a shout out to before we let you go tonight? Hello?
I want to give a shout out to my team, Team Two Guns. I want to give a shout out to Manny. I want to give a shout out to Mark's team for giving me the opportunity, you know, to take this shot.
Yeah, funny story, actually. Mark's father was the one that taught me how to box when I was a kid in Boston. Yeah, his father was a bicycle cop. I guess he had an injury, so he's kind of not sure if he's brain damaged or just kind of a little mentally challenged, but he had a brain injury from a bike accident, so he's not doing too well. But back when I knew him, I walked into the place where they taught boxing when I was like 12 years old, and I had already kind of taught myself a little bit, but he was the first one to give me a lesson, and then I went on to do it a little bit in college, but never went into the pros or anything with it. But yeah, I never got to meet the son, but I was pretty interested when I heard the son was into it. I said, I remember that guy's father.
So. Man, it's very unfortunate for him. I'm sorry to hear that, but I know it's a small world in these days, man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's a small world. You never know, who's a kin of someone or who you'll run into years later.
Right. And it was so ironic, too, that Manny reached out to me to interview you, and you're fighting him, out of the blue, like 6 degrees of separation, I guess they call it. Nuts.
That's
all right, well.
That's how this game works.
Yeah.
That's how this game works sometimes. Sometimes it's like that.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's why you got to always be ready.
Yep. All right, Walter. Well, I'd say good luck, but I don't think you're going to need it. Looking forward to seeing it.
I say there's no luck in boxing.
Right.
So it's good. Exactly. You put in the work, you usually reap the benefits of it, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thanks a lot for spending some time with us, and we'll have this on the show tomorrow night, and I'll send you guys a link and let Freddie know where to find it. All right, and hopefully we'll see you in action on Saturday night.
Yeah, thank you for giving me some of your time.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
All right.